The Power FM Lifestyle News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
To pay farmers who supplied maize to the Food Reserve Agency. He, however, urged the government to be transparent and accountable in how the loan was acquired and used. Speaking in an interview with Parthenon's Livingston, Mr. Chisanga added that while the measure offers short-term relief, Zambia should avoid relying on loans to finance FRA operations and instead strengthen private sector participation in agriculture.
We need to know exactly how the 5 million has come about, because obviously the key matter here is that obviously, yes, it has the potential to be used as subsidy and input support in terms of trying to support the fertilizer, seeds and the agrochemicals to boost the yields that we are expecting to cultivate. And again also, we just also need to understand that it's a mixture of different So, by extension, is going to also boost the production that we should be able to see. But the element of trying to see how it has actually worked out in terms of due diligence and also Parliament pass out is where now we are sitting to get the question over this matter. But the overall, what we see is something that we work out in a perfect way.
In the meantime, Livingston Kazibula Farmer Cooperative Chairperson, Winnie Mapanza, has disclosed that farmers in his area have started receiving both their payment and farming inputs. Mr. Mapanza said about 50% of farmers under the cooperative have already been paid and are preparing their fields for planting, adding that the early distribution has encouraged them to begin land preparation in good time.
All our small-scale farmers, they say, made to FRA, our depots in the community. Some of them already started correcting. I think it's way back, as last week, most of our farmers have started getting their money and also collecting the interest for this year's farming season.
Actually, we are at 50%. I think by this week, all the farmers will be paid.
In another development, a 27-year-old woman of Chowa village in Namala district has allegedly been murdered by her 17-year-old nephew. The incident occurred on Tuesday, November 4th, between 07 hours and 12:40 hours in Kavulamanda area, Chief Mungaila of Namala district. According to the